Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A on this not-so-sunny, pouring-down-with-rain Saturday, because I'm obviously recording this yesterday, and I'm about to go for a 5K park run. Never ran in the rain before, and I'm going to run in a thunderstorm. I'm working on the principle that if I get struck by lightning, it might turn me into the Flash, and then I can run really fast. Although that did involve chemicals, and normally people that get struck by lightning don't turn into the Flash. They just get really badly burned. So maybe run not near trees. So anyway, you don't care. So, quickly, the intro this week. Nide said, he said, "Oh, good buddy, lip sync and sound was fine." No, it wasn't. It wasn't, because I did it the other way. I'm now back on the old app, the HD camera app, so hopefully it will be fine. So that's okay. Other than that, the new AI system on the phone, I've got widgets. I'm into widgets now. I've got a countdown widget. What are you counting down to, Pete? Interesting. Well, kind of playing it fast and it's interesting. Nothing's really that interesting on this channel, is it? But I'm getting down to something. Find out soon, will you? And also, Leachy says, he said, "Oh yeah, after listening to that Radio 4 program, it made me realise how hard those multi-drop drivers work." I don't know if anybody got a chance to listen to it. I actually did listen to it. And I'm terrible for these things. It was good. It was informative. I mean, to begin with, there was quite a lot of me, which is weird listening to yourself, like, you know. But obviously, they got me out of the way first, because I'm not really the multi-drop guy. And then there was quite a few actually people who were doing the multi-drop. Sort of a real eye-opener. It's called Out for Delivery. It's on. You can get, if you go to like the iPlayer or the Sound, BBC Sounds, you can get it on that. Like I say, once you get past the first 15 minutes of me rabbiting, informative, it was good. So, yeah, pleasing. This week's fuel prices, you should be looking for round about the 1.13 mark. I've got a 1.12.77, round about 1.13. 113, 114, okay, over 114, getting too dear, under 113, well done you. Last week's mistakes, Jasdeep Chahal. Sorry, Jasdeep, I know you comment all the time, it's just getting it, like, you know. He says, "Hi, Pete. Rules have changed in regards to brake test. It's now mandatory to do a brake test every time you do a PMI. Have a look into it." Yes, he's right. It is. We do. I mean, I get mine done and standard anyway. Mark doesn't. So he just does them when he does the 8-week inspections. Nick the Urban Trucker says, he says, "Hi, Pete. Guide to safety inspection." So this is what you need to know. He said, "Operating conditions frequency. Lightly loaded vehicles easily operated 10 to 13 weeks. That's kind of if you're just sort of like, I don't know, running a mobile shop or something like that, I assume. General haulage trunking, 6 to 10 weeks. That often depends on the size of the vehicle. On mine, I've got 8 weeks, but it does say, would you be prepared to put it down to less if need be? And I suggest, I'm quite happy to have them done every 6 weeks. I was getting them done every 6 weeks, and then my mechanic said, you don't need to have these done every 6 weeks. He said, he's up there, we're going out there today. He's doing pads and putting a new tyre on it. And I've got a leak in my gearbox, my rear seal, and my gearbox. I've just had it done and it didn't work. So I mean, when he's doing that, he's checking the other bits as well. So he said, 8 weeks is fine for you. Arduous work, consistent heavy loads, 4 to 6 weeks. I guess that's probably like tippers. Why the tippers? Why is it all tipper drivers? Nick, you can answer this. You used to be a tipper driver. Think they're Formula One drivers. You know, normal truck drivers, we pull along, pooga, 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 and someone goes, and it's a tipper. It's always a tipper. And I'm thinking, you're carrying more weight than most of us. And you're flying around in that thing like you think it's a Mini Cooper S. What's going on? Off-road, difficult conditions, 4 weeks. A vehicle trailer, 12 years old, at 6 weeks. And yes, brake test needs to be carried out, everyone. So, also, we were talking about, apparently, and does anyone know anything about this? This is a question for the wise guys for next week. There's this kind of black box that you can get fitted to the truck. I think it costs about 30 quid a month. It also operates as a tracker. And it will actually monitor your brakes. So it will do, like, brake tests on the road on a daily basis. And apparently, if you have one of those fitted, you don't have to have the brake test done at all, because you've got the whole brake, you're tracking your brakes on a daily basis. And the DVSA, Nick said at first they were happy with it, and now they might be thinking, So does anybody know about getting these black boxes? Because I'm thinking about getting one. It would just save me the grief of actually going, or save Mark the grief of having to do it. And of course, it monitors me brakes and it tracks the vehicle. So anybody knows anything, there's one for the wise guys next week. And the other mistake, last week's mistake, is Mickey said you missed gloves. Yes, I did. This week's main video, has been about PPE, which I've kind of done before. And I just thought I'd kind of do it again. I don't know why I thought it was necessary to do it again. Yeah, I think everyone's seen it. I mean, they've seen it before, though, but yeah, we've seen it. But done it anyway. So Nick says, we were talking about the fact that I had the wrong high vis. I had a high vis on with long sleeve, and the guy said, yeah, it's not green. He said, hi, Pete. I had it once when I was delivering to a place and I was wearing an orange high vis, and the management didn't like it because the managers wore orange where everyone else wore yellow. They asked me if next time I could wear a yellow instead. Yeah, right. But I have had that before, and this is bizarre, isn't it, really? I mean, it's like the separation between blue-collar workers and white-collar workers, where the white-collar workers, they're the people that turn up in a car and they work in the office around the front. And then you've got us mob, and then we work in the back, and we're kind of the dirty mob that sort of like get our hands dirty and all that. So it's like white-collar, blue-collar, and then it's like a class thing. And then they put in another stratosphere of like, yeah, but amongst the blue-collar workers, there's now blue-collar orange viz, their management, and blue-collar yellow orange, yellow high viz, they're just the grunts that put the boxes in. I think, really? Wouldn't it be nice if we thought together? I mean, no one actually turns around and says that one is more or less equal, you know, was it? Some are less equal than others. But kind of infers it, doesn't it, really? I just sit there and smirk them. Anybody who has some kind of superiority complex will go, if that's what you want to create, they're normally carrying a lanyard. A lanyard and a nice big bunch of keys, which is attached to their trousers by a carabiner and a chain. You may as well have an orange light blinking above your head that says, I'm an orange. I'll finish that sentence. But yeah, I know it's quite true, isn't it, really? Yeah, I've got a few others here. He says, Paul Tredgett says, he said, I drive a van doing deliveries lots of different places. The health and safety gets on my nerves. My van's white. It should be orange, really. And Steve Daniels says, it needs to stop the government treating us like children to justify policy and taxpayers' jobs. Once my pension's in, I'm out. I think the thing is, I mean, obviously the PPE can be frustrating. But it kind of is there for a reason, in the fact that, you know, you think, I don't need this, until somebody actually drops a steel on your foot and you're, oh, and then you realise you've got your toe caps on and you go, foot's all right. Now, if I just wore my trainers today, I'd probably be down at A&E. And the thing about it is, like my friend, my old mechanic, Will, said, he said, you know, it comes down to safety in the vehicle, strapping a load and stuff like that. He said, the problem, he said, when are you going to get stopped by the DVSA? And I went, well, I don't know. He said, no. No one does. That's why you've got to comply all of the time. And that way, at least you've got peace of mind knowing that if you do get stopped, you're good, you're kosher. I've also, with that in mind, I've noticed that you're more likely to comply if everything is easy. So I've done a little video on straps coming up, which probably everyone's seen before and I want to watch, but it's there anyway, it's coming up. Which takes us neatly to this week's Wise Guys.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lee, she says, he says, I know this is a complicated, oh, this is one out for you guys, right? I know this is a complicated question, but it would be nice if someone could work out which vehicle produces the most amount of profit per mile, including overheads. And Bruce says, that's an easy question to answer. The cheapest truck that returns the most profit is a stolen truck with clone plates. Yeah, that's only, that only works until you get caught. And then once you're caught, then it costs you an awful lot of money and an awful lot of life because you may end up in prison. So maybe not to that one. I personally think it's an 18-ton rigid. That's why I'm in an 18-ton rigid. I know what the small vans are putting in. I know what the Lutons are putting in because I used to run one. I know what the Arctics make. And in my opinion, I'm taking the same kind of money as an Arctic in price per mile. But I get loaded a lot quicker, I get unloaded a lot quicker, and my fuel is a lot cheaper. The only thing I will say is with an Arctic, you do have the capacity to put more than one load on, and also you're more likely. So if I'm down in Portsmouth, I can only look for 7.5-ton, 12-ton, and 18-ton. I'll be tempted, I'll be curious to know if you had a 26-ton, how much extra work you get. But then 26-ton, more weight, more diesel. But I think it's that. But if anyone's got any comments on what they think, there is an argument that says if you're running in a small van and you're running it right, because you're not paying parking, you're not paying transport energy, you're not paying inspections, but you're still flying around getting money, it might be a small van. Don't know. Let's see what everybody thinks. It probably won't be any conclusive answer, but I'd like to know what everyone's opinion is. Nick has also got one on this. He says, all right, this is on the wise guys again. This is to do with grandfather rights. Pete, the only people who passed their driving test before January 1st, 1997, I think I passed mine in 1987, have 7.5-ton grandfather rights on their driving license, or what is known as category C1 on his license. On truck rental, because someone said, would there be worth renting a truck to get started? He says, on truck rental, it might be a good way to get started, especially if money is tight. Some rental companies might want weekly payments. I highly recommend a company called J&B Limited near Swindon. But remember, all truck rental companies are going to want to see copies of your O license and insurance before you get started in the truck. So, yeah, it's a fair point. If you're thinking, I might want to get involved in this, but I don't want to go down the whole route. But then having said that, if you've got to get the O license and the insurance anyway, buying a truck's probably that's the bit that's complicated. But it depends. Like I said, if money's tight, I mean, I got a really good deal on my truck. I paid $5,000 for Tiffany, which is unreal when you bear in mind, the tyres are worth two. But you may be not looking at five. You might be looking, normally I'd be looking at around about 10 or maybe even 15 for a decent one. If you haven't got 15 grand to lay out on a truck, but you want to get started and you can go to a rental company, why not? Anyway, there's one recommended there. So, which brings us on to miscellaneous. And we got another one from Nick on miscellaneous. He says, he's talking about CX subscription when you kind of ring up. He says, one of the problems with the HSCX subscription price is it all depends on who you speak to when you phone up. You can get one price from one salesperson and a completely different price from another. My advice is never go with the first price they give you. Play at the same game. It's amazing how many offers and discount salespeople can give you when you do this. The CX really needs to stop the nonsense and standard pricing. Yeah, you're right, it does. That's a CX for you. So yeah, short one today. That's all the Q&A. I think because the PPE video didn't need many comments because next week, I don't know what we got on next week. I think this is coming up. I have noticed that even if you quote a higher price on, I had the same job come in twice from two different shippers. I quoted one higher than the other one, and the one I quoted higher won. So interesting. Let's see how well. Once again, playing faster than loose. But yeah, that's me sorted. So I'm going to leave you to it. It's raining, so put your feet up, watch a bit of telly, have a cup of tea, and then Monday, take care.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.